Once again, thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here from Valentine, Nebraska, reminding you that if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we certainly appreciate hearing from our listeners out there. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com, and please include the author if you know who that is. Some of these we get, and we can use those, but we like to give credit where credit is due. And a reminder, the Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. The Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is sending you all an invite to stop in. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or if that doesn't work for you, you can make an appointment by calling 605-642-5884.
All right, Kim, what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
Well, first off, I listened to the last program, and I think I used got incorrectly, which is, to me, about as bad as so yeah, I apologize to everybody.
We need to watch that.
Yeah, I know it. I don't even say that, and I did it. Didn't even know I did it. That's what's even worse. I don't know. Anyway, this is called The Girl with the Rose, and I don't know who wrote it, as often we don't, but it's a good one. John Blanchard stood up from the bench, straightened his army uniform, and studied the crowd of people making his way through Grand Central Station. He looked for the girl whose heart he knew, but whose face he didn't. The girl with the rose. His interest in her had begun 13 months before in a Florida library. Taking a book off the shelf, he found himself intrigued. Not with the words of the book, but with the notes penciled in the margin. The soft handwriting reflected a thoughtful soul and an insightful mind. In the front of the book, he discovered the previous owner's name, Miss Hollis Maynell. With time and effort, he located her address. She lived in New York City. He wrote her a letter introducing himself and inviting her to correspond. The next day, he was shipped overseas for service in World War II. During the next year and 1 month, the two grew to know each other through the mail. Each letter was a seed falling on a fertile heart. A romance was budding. Blanchard requested a photograph, but she refused. She felt that if he really cared, it wouldn't matter what she looked like. When the day finally came for him to return from Europe, they scheduled their first meeting, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Grand Central Station in New York. "You'll recognize me," she wrote, "by the red rose I'll be wearing on my lapel." So at 7 o'clock, he was in the station looking for a girl whose heart he loved, but whose face he had never seen. I'll let Mr. Blanchard tell you what happened. And he begins to remember. "A young woman was coming toward me, her figure long and slim. Her blonde hair lay back in curls from her delicate ears. Her eyes were blue as flowers. Her lips and chin had a gentle firmness, and in her pale green suit, she was like springtime come alive. I started toward her, entirely forgetting to notice that she was not wearing a rose. As I moved, a small provocative smile curved her lips. 'Going my way, sailor?' she murmured. Almost uncontrollably, I made one step closer to her, and then I saw Hollis Maynell. She was standing almost directly behind the girl. A woman well past 40, she had great hair, tucked under a worn hat. She was more than plump, her thick ankled feet thrust into low-heeled shoes. The girl in the green suit was walking quickly away. I felt as though I was split in two, so keen was my desire to follow her, and yet so deep was my longing for the woman whose spirit had truly companioned me and upheld my own. And there she stood, her pale plump face gentle and sensible, her gray eyes warm and kindly twinkling. I did not hesitate. My fingers gripped the small worn blue leather copy of the book that was to identify me to her. This would not be love, but it would be something precious. I squared my shoulders and saluted and held out the book to the woman, even though, while I spoke, I felt choked by the bitterness of my disappointment. "I'm Lieutenant John Blanchard, and you must be Miss Maynell. I am so glad we could meet. May I take you to dinner?" The woman's face broadened into a tolerant smile. "I don't know what this is about, son," she answered, "but the young lady in the green suit who just went by, she begged me to wear this rose on my coat, and she said if you were to ask me out to dinner, I should go and tell you that she's waiting for you in that big restaurant across the street. She said it was some kind of a test." It's not difficult to understand and admire Miss Maynell's wisdom. The true nature of a heart is seen in its response to the unattractive. "Tell me whom you love," he wrote, "and I will tell you who you are."
And that is The Good Stuff.